sweet England, now awake, and to thy prayers speedily do thou thyself betake. The Lord thy God is coming within the sky to clear. Repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near, the dreadful day of vengeance is mostly now at hand, when fearful burning fire shall waste both sea and land, and all men's hearts shall fail them to see such things appear. Repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near. The worldly wise and prudent shall fall besides their wits, and wish the hills to fall on them in these their frantic fits. No succor, help, nor comfort for them shall then appear. Repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near. The seas and rivers running shall rear in grievous wife. The beasts in pastures feeding shall strain forth grievous cry. The seas and rivers running shall rear in grievous wife. The beasts in pastures feeding still strain forth grievous cries. The skies shall flame with fire, the earth shall burn so clear. Repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near. The glorious holy angels shall then their trumpets sound. The dead shall hear their voices as they lie in the ground. Then all the graves shall open, and dead men shall appear. Repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near. The devil will be ready then, each creature to accuse, and shew how in their lifetime they did themselves abuse. And every man's own conscience for witness shall appear. Repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near. The works of every creature, their thoughts and deeds, I say, shall follow them together in that most dreadful day. And no respect of persons shall at that day appear. Repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near. But such as have done justly shall wear the crown of life. The wicked shall be damned to sorrow, pain, and grief, inhaling brands of brimstone with doleful, heavy cheer. Repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near. But woe unto that woman which then with child shall go, and to the silly nurses, which do give suck also. When as the day of judgment so grievous shall appear, repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near. And pray with tears most constant unto the Lord of Might, that in the frozen winter you do not take your flight, nor that upon the Sabbath that peril do appear. Repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near. Let all good Christian people repent therefore in time, and from these hearts lamenting each former grievous crime, prepare themselves with gladness to watch when Christ shall come. The trump shall sound and soon, and no man knows how soon. For all things are fulfilled which Christ before had told. Small faith is now remaining, and charity's grown cold. Great signs and wonders we have seen within the earth and sky. Repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near. Why dost thou put thy confidence in strong and stately towers? Why takest thou such pleasure in building sumptuous bowers, rejoicing in thy pastures and park of fallow deer? Repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near. Why seekest thou deceitfully to purchase treasure great? Or why dost thou through usury the bread of poor man eat? Why doth the life and living so filthily appear? Repent therefore, O England, the day it draweth near. Wherefore let all good people upon their knees proceed, in making earnest prayer, for never was more need. That God may spare the punishment than for his merry mere, and give grace to bear in mind the judgment day is near.